If you already own a tablet or a smart mobile phone that works on the Android platform, then your existing device could be made a little more accessible with the Synaptic software package, which basically simplifies the appearance of the standard phone or tablet by presenting certain commonly used preset functions of the device as large button icons on the screen. As well as being easier to see for someone with usable residual vision, Synaptic also offers screen magnification and speech feedback. Paul Porter, who heads RNIB's Technology for Life technical support service, told us a little more about what Synaptic can do.
Normally, when you turn a phone or tablet on, you've got lots of icons, little pictures on the screen, maybe 15, 20, 25 per screen. For some people, that can be a bit difficult to navigate around. What Synaptic does is it gives you a maximum of about 5 or 6 menu items on the screen, and they basically run across the screen. And the idea is that you move your finger around the screen, so you start at the top, you work your way down. It'll read out to you what you're touching using a very good synthetic electronic voice. And it also magnifies what's on the screen, so if you can see the screen, you can immediately touch the item you want. There's different ways of activating that option. You can press and hold, you can take your finger off, or you can double tap. And some of those gestures will be familiar to people who are perhaps already using mobile phones and tablets. So you've got different ways of interacting. You've got minimal information coming up on the screen, so you've not got lots of icons and items to move through to get to the one you want. So it's designed to be simple to use, but on the other hand, it's also very powerful because you've got a lot of the functions that people would want to use on a phone or tablet.
And you said that it presents these icons, these little sort of squares of information that tell you what you have underneath the button that you want to press, as it were. That's limited to a certain number on the screen at any one time. Does that presumably mean you can still go and access all the others that aren't visible at that time?
That's right. So you have on the main menu of Synaptic 4 different pages. So instead of having everything on the one screen, it divides it up into manageable chunks that we call pages. So if the item you want isn't on the first page, you hit next page, and it goes to that option. Similarly, when you go into a menu, there may be more than one page of options. What Synaptic also cleverly does is it gives you access to the most common functions that people might want. So you've got email, you've got web page, you've got access to BBC iPlayer, ITV, different radio stations. It doesn't allow you, as you can outside of Synaptic, to add other apps or programs to the system, but you can exit out of Synaptic and use the phone or tablet in standard Android accessibility mode with either magnification or talkback, which is the speech option when you touch the screen and it tells you what you're touching. So you have got best of both worlds. You've got Synaptic that gives you a nice, clean, easy-to-use interface, and then you've got the classic Android that gives you more functionality, but users can dip in and out of each system as they prefer.
And just to make it clear, the Synaptic choice of what you can do on the tablet or smart mobile phone is fixed. It isn't a case of you selecting from what the device would do without Synaptic and saying, I want that, 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 and that, cherry picking, if you like. Synaptic decides which things like email or internet, whatever you have.
That's exactly it. They bring out updates and add more features, you know, so people might ask for a particular app to be available, and then Synaptic will give you access to that. So it is fixed. But you do have the opportunity to exit out into Android, and then you can add apps to your heart's content.
And the speech feedback, does that deal with all aspects of what you're doing within Synaptic?
It does. I mean, I don't have any sight at all, and I could use Synaptic quite happily without knowing what was on the screen. Synaptic will read everything to me. You can interact. You can bring up keyboards to dial numbers or type in information, searches on the web pages, or putting in your username and password for your favourite shopping site, whatever it might be. All that's completely accessible with speech. And you've got all the normal capabilities with speech and magnification, where you can have different voices, you can change the speed of the voice, you can adjust the magnification, you can have different colour contrast and so on. So, you know, it gives you a complete visual or indeed non-visual access to the Synaptic system.
And for someone who's partially sighted, you implied that the magnification can be adjusted as well to your heart's content, so you could just have one square, one button, if you like, on the screen at any one time.
Yeah, you can have it pretty large or adjust it to whatever you need. You can configure it for different menu options, so you can move things around and perhaps have all the items you want on one page rather than split over 3 or 4 pages. So it gives you that flexibility. People can mix and match. They might find it easier to do one thing in Synaptic, but easier to do something else outside of it.
And in terms of kind of updates, upgrades, if you've already got Synaptic on your phone or on your tablet, or you decide to get it now, will all the kind of additions, extras, bolt-ons, do they just happen automatically?
They do. I mean, it may be at some point, you know, if it was a major upgrade, they might charge, but I don't think so far they've done that. They do listen to feedback from customers and users and are sometimes able to add new features.
And finally, Paul, if someone's already got an Android tablet or smart mobile phone and they want to load the Synaptic software, is it something that can be done by someone with perhaps not too much technical knowledge or computer knowledge? Or is it something that you really need a bit of, well, maybe expertise, possibly sighted help with as well?
You'd probably need some sighted assistance. It is doable, but it's slightly complex. You can send your device to Synaptic to have them do it for you, and they would send it back with it, you know, set up, ready to go. But it is possible to do it if you have assistance, or, you know, if you're perhaps a little bit technically minded, you would need a computer to install the software from. And that may be something that, you know, perhaps one of our Technology Squad volunteers could help with. It would be worthwhile asking. But you can, as I say, send it off to Synaptic and they'll do it for you.
Now, the preset Synaptic functions, these are the things that you can easily access through the built-in large icon buttons, are magnification, speech, voice control, emails, websites, Skype, address book, calendar, alarm clock, notepad, voice memos, camera, CCTV electronic magnifier, GPS, where am I, a calculator, a torch, an MP3 player, internet radio, Freeview TV, the BBC iPlayer, YouTube and RSS news feeds, and there are others as well. And the cost of the Synaptic software from RNIB is £190. Now that's the ex-VAT price, which applies if this software is bought by someone who's blind or partially sighted, or by someone on their behalf. And RNIB makes the point that this product is software only, so not the tablet, not the mobile phone. You do need to get this installed on your own device, and they say it's non-returnable. And for more information, you can phone RNIB on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Or they can be emailed at helpline@rnib.org.uk. And if you want any further information or details about using or installing Synaptic, you can always talk to RNIB's Technology for Life team. Again, they can be contacted through the RNIB helpline.